Cup Day at Traralgon today to find us the eight winners. Ray Haxley, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
Looks a, quite a competitive cup later on in the day, only a small field, but a couple of winning chances there.
Yeah, only nine runners now, a $70,000 prize, so it's not a bad field. I think the number three horse, Exasperate, we'll talk about him later, but I think he might be winning the race after his good recent form.
We start the card with the three-year-old maiden over the 1,100 metres. Scratchings here are 1, 4, and 5. The Gouch for Jai McNeil, the in-form rider from yesterday at the Valley, $2.30. Jubiliosa at $4. I Am Grand at $5. Uranium, $5.50. Dam Repeater at $7.50. Phantom Lady, the other one in the race, a $15 chance.
Yeah, the Gouch, I suppose, deserves to be favourite. I think 2.30 is probably a little bit shorter than what I would anticipate, but its debut run, it won a barrier trial very well in early October and then made its debut at Kyneton. It had barrier one. It was well and truly in the market. It settled up in third place, second on the home turn, found the winner too good, but it was still quite a good run. He did have every chance, and there were only six runners in that race, but it's going to have to do a little bit of work from a wide barrier today, so I think he's a little bit under the odds, but I am tipping him on top. The interesting runner is right down the bottom, Jubilosa, or the interesting runners are down the bottom. Jubilosa is a filly trained by Patrick Payne, and its only run was in a pretty good maiden at Bendigo on the 19th of October, and it wasn't beaten all that far. It'll be the type who'll keep on improving. And number eight, I Am Grand. Very, very well-bred filly. Geez, but the David Hayes camp, they've come a long way to run one at Traralgon. It'll be interesting to see the market moves. And then number three, Uranium next best. 2, 9, 8, and 3.
Race number two on the program is a maiden plate over the 1,100 metres. 7, 12, 15 and 16 come out of race number two. Creative Lad narrowly beaten on debut back in September, $1.90. Rugged Boy, $4.60. O Cecilia, $5. Edmonia, $7.50. Reconcile Best of the Rest at 11.
Yeah, I like Creative Lad. It was a really good run, as you mentioned, in September when he was narrowly beaten at Benalla. The horse who beat him, Lavrovsky, does go quite well. So despite the wide barrier, which the scratchings bring him into barrier 10 now, so it's not too bad. I'm going with him, 2 from 4, 6 and 10.
2, 4, 6 and 10, race number two. Race number three is a maiden over 1,430 metres. Scratchings here are 8, 14, 15 and 16. Vapid is the favourite, $1.80. Our Ali Rose, $5.50. Mori Urashani at $6, as is Maxud, and then Winsome Maid at 10.
Yeah, I like one of the bit of odds here. Number two, Mori Yoshinari, who did run second in a maiden here back in December last year. Ran second. It was a 70-1 chance, having the only second start in the race. And he came from last on the home turn and flashed up to run second. He was comfortably beaten by Blue Earth. But it was an eye-catcher. And then he went and failed at Sally's next start, and something obviously went wrong because he was then went missing for 11 months. He resumed at Cranbourne the other day, and, finished off very well there and ran second behind De Graaf. So running second at Cranbourne first up after 11 months, I think that's very good form for a race like this. So I've got him on top on spec. The favourite, Vapid, run 2 seconds in a row. I thought he had every chance. She had every chance last start at Horsham, but she just found the winner a little bit too good. Got a bit of she has got an awkward barrier, but I put her in for second and then 10 and 6. 2-11, 10-6.
2-11, 10-6, race 3. Race number 4 is a 1,900-metre maiden, 5, 7 and 9 of the scratchings here. Grinzinger Jackal, another one for Jai McNeil, $3.70, $84.40. International Gem, $4.60, as is Gorgeous Success. Annadale, $5.50. Carberry Hill, Best of the Rest for Brian Higgins at $12.
Yeah, very open affair. I thought number 6, International Gem, looked very well placed here. Noel Callow got on him the other day of his first ride on the horse, and gee, went well. He was a 40-1 chance at Moonee Valley and a maiden there, and he ran fourth behind Kusari, who's a very, very smart horse. and he was only beaten 3.5 lengths. Noel rides him again here, and I think if he repeats what he did at Moonee Valley last start when Noel rode him for the first time, he's going to be very hard to beat. Very open a race. Number 10, Adele. All three runs to date have been okay. Number 14, Anna Dale, the same thing. Last couple of runs have been very consistent. And number 4, Grinzigger Jackal. Got a chance. It'll be the favourite. It ran on okay in a weak race at Terang last start. 6 from 10, 14 and 4.
First look at the quarters. A benchmark 64 over the 1,900 metres. Race 5, 5 and 7 of the scratchings. Nanga Wooker is the favourite, 225. Persian Empire 4, Chapa Charlie 440, Reefmaster 6 after he's a force at 12.
Yeah, I like the top one, Nanga Wooker, who is very short. I think he's a little bit under the odds also, but gee, he ran on very well at Cranbourne 3 starts ago, and then he was okay at Seymour in a much stronger race than this. It was a benchmark 70. He ran 8th, he was only beaten 2.75 lengths, and then ran a really good race at Morford for the last start. When he was only beaten 2 lengths there behind Exalted D. That's very good form for this. He gets the 3 kilo claim for the very much in form Campbell Rawilla. I think he's the one to beat. Number 4, Chabba Chirrell. I put it in for a second. It was a promising run last start. And then 3 and 2, 1, 4, 3, 2.
Benchmark 70 is race number 6 over the 1,430 metres. Speaking of short ones, this one is rock bottom. How low can you go? $1.40. Not sure it can go much lower than that. Just Like Mum, $6. Grand Crown, $6.50. Brugolino, 10. Empire Liberty, 14. I think he's an impressive horse, Hucker. I'm not sure I want to be taking $1.40, though.
Yeah, I won't be taking the $1.40, but I would be very surprised if he gets beaten. This is a nice horse. He won his first 3 starts really well. And then he finished up running 4th at Flemington, his last run before he went out for a spell. He was only beaten 2.5 lengths there. He had a very, very easy trial at Cranbourne on the 11th of November. On what he showed in his first stint of racing, he's too good for this field. $1.40, a bit too short. 1, 5, 3 and 6.
1, 5, 3 and 6 in race number 6. Race number 7's a feature, the Traralgon Cup over 1,900 metres. 8 and 9 to the scratchings here. Exasperate $2.60. Reserve Street $4. Print Ziggy $4.20. Ripplebrook $7.50. Flying Sardine $8.50. Brigadier at $10. And then the rest head well into double figures.
Yeah, Exasperate. Well, his last run wins this when he ran 3rd at Sandown. That was behind Pacadali and Setting Sail. He got beaten 4 lengths, but gee, that form in the Eclipse Stakes is really outstanding for a race like this. He looks pretty well in with only 55.5, and I think he'll be winning here. He's had the 2 runs back from a spell. The previous run, he'd run 3rd behind Star Missile at Sale. Star Missile, of course, then came out and won at Flemington. The form is very, very good, and I think he'll be winning here. Number 2, Prince Ziggy. He goes around on a lot of these country cups and always races well. Number 1, Reserve Street. I think that's about the end of the race. 3, 2, 1. We'll put in number 5 as next best. 3, 2, 1 and 5.
3, 2, 1, then 5 in the Traralgon Cup. A benchmark 64 over the 1,100 brings the curtain down on Traralgon Cup Day. Scratchings here are 5, 10, 12 and 14. Dr. Kodo, another one for Campbell Rawilla here, $1.80. Are You Listening? $3. Milord at 9, out to Infernal at 10, then Scoozy Best of the Rest at 21.
Yeah, I think it's a dead set 2-horse race. I've gone with Dr. Koto, very impressive winner at Sale 2 starts ago when he raced right on the speed and was too good in the run home and then wasn't far away in a much stronger race at Moonee Valley last start. Drops back into 64 company here and has the 3 kilo claim and the good barrier. The dangerous number 4, Are You Listening, from barrier 1. He'll go forward, probably lead them up with Dr. Koto on his back, and I think they'll fight it out all the way down the straight. They're well clear of 2 and 6. 1 and 4 ahead of 2 and 6.
1, 4, 2, 6 in the last leg. Best bet value, and I'm thinking it's going to be a skinny quarter today, Hucker.
Yeah, it is a skinny one. The first leg, I like 1, 2, 3, 4. I'd put them all in. The second leg, I only like the top one, of course. How low can you go? The third leg, 1, 2, 3. And the last leg, 1 and 4. And my best bet at Traralgon comes up in the Traralgon Cup, race 7, number 3, Exasperate.
Have you cast your eye for the Jericho Cup?
Yes, I do. I like Firefox. I think you liked him in the top three too, Brennan.
Yep.
One thing about him, I think he will run the trip. He looks like he'd be advantaged if they went another lap. But I think he's got a great chance for a horse around $9, $10.
And he's getting a little bit of weight relief. He'll be up on close to the speed for Tommy Ryan.
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck today, Ray.
Good. Thanks, matey.